You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3547. So the Acolyte trailer dropped along with information about when the series debuts and how we're going to get the episodes and whatnot. We've got a lot to talk about and it's not going to be a simple conversation. So let's just get into it. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. And thank you so much to the patrons who help make this show possible through their support at patreon.com/sw7x7. So, the big news, of course, is the Acolyte trailer that dropped yesterday. And, oh man, this is not an easy one to dissect. And in truth, we're probably going to be talking over it over the course of a couple of days, and we're probably going to delay our conversations about the most recent episode of The Bad Batch that's coming out today to be able to, you know, talk about the stuff that we saw in The Acolyte, because it's not just the trailer. There's also a host of stuff that's come out related to the trailer. And so to really kind of understand the stuff in context that we're seeing, we kind of have to gather all of this other information. Well, let's start with something easy, though. There are reports that this is taking place 100 years before The Phantom Menace, give or take. So that puts us at 132 BBY before the Battle of Yavin. And that actually puts us 100 years after the events of what's happening right now in Phase 3 of the High Republic storytelling. Now, we don't know how Phase 3 is going to pan out. We will not have completed it until next year. So there's still a lot of questions that remain for that. But the fact that it's a 100-year difference between the Acolyte and the most current storytelling in the High Republic seems to suggest to us that we're not going to be able to draw a lot of inferences based on storytelling we're getting right now. For another thing, it looks as if, based on what we're seeing in the trailer, we might be seeing as many as 3 different periods of time within the trailer. One of the keys to this has to do with Lee Chung Chae, who is playing Jedi Master Sol. At the very beginning of the trailer, we see him talking to a bunch of Jedi younglings and asking them, you know, after they close their eyes, what do they see? One says, you know, life, and the other says balance, and one says, I see fire, very ominously. And there are already theories kicking around that this is a young Mei, aka Amandla Stenberg, in this particular scene. So we would have a very young Mei here. Then we also see a scene where a number of Jedi seem to be gathering in their mission robes, looking to seemingly confront somebody, and we see Lee Chung Chae with a different hairstyle. So that would, of course, suggest that some time has passed, and we do know from previous reporting that Amandla Stenberg's character, Mei, was once a Padawan for Jedi Master Sol and is no longer, though we don't necessarily know why. Presumably that's going to be revealed in the series at some point. And the other thing that plays into it is that the Wookiee Jedi Master, Kel Naka, is with this group of Jedi, and then later on we see Jedi Master Kel Naka in the forest by himself. We're given the idea that he's kind of a loner now, and so it does suggest that perhaps there was some kind of mission that happened, that maybe things didn't go the way that everybody thought they would, and people have gone their separate ways since then. And then for a third time period, we have to get May and Sol back together. And we might be seeing that when we see that brief bit of martial arts action with May and Sol in that back alley. Now, just for the sake of conversation, let's note that Amanda Stenberg is 25 years old in real life. And the youngling that we see in that brief scene at the very beginning, let's just say 5, just for a good round number. So we're talking about potentially a 20-year jump in time and maybe even 10 years in between. So yeah, that's the case I'm going to make for us having potentially 3 different time periods that we're seeing in the Acolyte trailer and that we then might see in the actual series. For another thing that is crazy and unusual, I'm just going to jump right to the end and talk about the fact that we have a red-bladed lightsaber flying around. Now, Master Yoda in The Phantom Menace, and I'm paraphrasing here, has said that basically nobody's seen a Sith in like 1,000 years, so it's rather shocking to see a red lightsaber flying around, and it also suggests the possibility that nobody who is facing this red-bladed person is going to live to tell the tale. Or potentially that red-bladed lightsaber wielder is going to get killed and nobody's going to talk about it. But the main gist of the story is supposed to be about how there's a series of Jedi killings happening, and then Sol and May will be reuniting in some fashion to investigate it. But it does look like May is the one doing the killings, unless she is part of an organization that is doing these killings and that she is somehow breaking away from it in some fashion. And already it looks like this Mother Anisea is a prime candidate for somebody behind this whole situation. She's the one who is saying that line that it's not about good or bad, it's about power and who can wield it. Paraphrasing again, power and who is allowed to use it. And there's also the fact that she's listed as being a leader of a group of witches with a capital W, which means that they are probably force users in their own right. And with the, you know, very intricate detailing of artwork on her forehead, that does certainly call to mind the Path of the Open Hand. They're definitely not the Path of the Open Hand. That is gone and those markings don't match up with it. But we do know that the path splintered off into a bunch of different factions, and it wouldn't be a surprise to find out that this could be one of them. So I think that's where we're going to put a bookmark in things right now. I have more to say about the trailer and also about the interviews that Leslie Headland has been giving related to the release of the trailer and the updates in the Star Wars databank around this too, but I think we're going to call it here for the time being and say, hey, that's a wrap and that's an episode. But I will note one last thing in just a moment. Before I do that though, I do want to just say thank you so much for joining me for the show. If you enjoy the show, I hope you'll consider leaving a rating or review, hitting a subscribe or a like or a join or a follow button, and even just telling your friends that this daily dose of Star Wars joy exists for them, and even considering supporting the podcast. It could be just at $1 a month or $3.27 a month, $5.01 a month. These are different levels of support you can provide at patreon.com/sw7x7 to help more people find this daily dose of Star Wars joy. So the last thing I wanted to share with you is the fact that we've talked about Acolyte footage in the past because they showed some of it at Star Wars Celebration Europe in London last year. And I can tell you the first pretty much 45 seconds of the trailer that has just been released is footage that we saw in Europe. The younglings responding in the, you know, Life and Balance and Icy Fire, that part wasn't in Europe, but a lot of it was. The fighting with Carrie Ann Moss and Amanda Stenberg was. And there are a few other scenes they showed in Europe that were missing, but I think nothing particularly crucial per se. We got a lot more action-packed and eventful stuff in this trailer. So we'll be talking about that again tomorrow. So it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for the episode as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree